All right, everybody. How's everybody doing? Happy hour party. All right. We fixing to get down and enjoy and have a really good time. So welcome to Happy Hour Party. Let your hair hang down or off, whatever. You ain't got to put no wig on because ain't nobody going to see you, so be yourself. It's the end of the week, and it's time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, and enjoy. Two things will not be tolerated is race and religion. No discussion, period. Those are two things we just will not talk about. All right, Pete, so let's do the damn thing, okay? Now, the website is theessenceofsuccess.net. I do live shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m., the Essence of Success Network on YouTube. So thank you for supporting and joining the show, and we're going to get this party started. So we've already got somebody in, area code 408. Excuse me, and who's this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Look at you. First one up. I tell you gone, girl.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was first. I thought I was a little bit late.
No, you're the first one up. I know they'll be coming in, but yeah. I'm surprised Sheha just texted me because they're getting ready to show that video of that boy that got killed by the five black cops. Yeah, in Memphis.
Yeah.
So they get. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. After George Floyd, that was enough for me.
Yeah, I just saw it a few minutes ago. They were showing it on. I didn't have my TV on all day, so I had turned it on and I just saw. They showed a little bit of it. It was not good. I just kept.
No, that's what they were saying. Well. You know, I'm a member on Lincoln, and so which is for business. But anyway, there was a sister over there on Lincoln today, and she said that she would prefer that a lot of us not watch it because it's only going to bring back some memories,
yeah.
And it's definitely going to piss you off, no doubt. So,
yeah.
And I guess evidently they released those five officers' names now, right?
Oh yeah, they've been showing their pictures all week, all five of them.
What?
They all five of them are black men. They've been showing their pictures because they got fired and they've been charged. So it's a sad thing, though. When I saw that video, I was like, oh, they ought to be shaming themselves. They should just be shamed.
Well, you know, black on black crime is bad enough as it is and how we feel toward the police, but now you five cops going to beat the, and from all intents and purposes, look like he was a good young man.
Yeah, he was from, he's a native from Sacramento. So that's why they're showing it a lot here on the news, you know, in my area, because I get the Sacramento news because I'm, you know, not that far from Sacramento.
Right.
He was a Sacramento native. So, you know, and he was well known and the people just have nothing. All they have is good to say about him. You know, they say he was just a good
guy. That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
That's what I was going
to
say because.
He was just trying to go to his mama's house, you know?
Yep. All that wasn't necessary. And then they lied to the mom and told the mom they stopped him for a DUI. And she thought, no, because he's got some Crohn's disease. So she said he doesn't drink very, very little because of his Crohn disease. It would affect that. Well, I work with a lady whose daughter had Crohn disease, and so when I read this, I was like, yep, Mama, you're right, because people with Crohn disease really do not drink. So they lied to her, and then it was later that she found out that they had beat her son to death.
Right.
But when the police came the first time, they said, oh,
we
stopped him for a DUI. So it makes me wonder, what did you stop that boy for?
Yeah, when he was saying, and showing him the video, he said, what did I do? I didn't do anything. What did I do? You know, I'm just trying to go home, you know. And they jerked him out the car. But they said, I had heard earlier in the week that they said he was running. They were chasing him, that he was running for the police. They were trying to pull him over. He kept driving fast, trying to get away from the police. I don't believe that's right either, because if it was, it should be on video, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, they were chasing him. When the chase was on, they should have had that camera on that in that vehicle showing that they were chasing him.
That, ain't it the truth?
I ain't seen that part of the video. Only part of
706 is on the line, and who's this? Sorry, excuse me, Deborah. 706, you're on the line. Who's this?
This is Miss Wilhelmina.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. Welcome to the show. You know, Deborah and I are talking about the five officers that killed that young man.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes,
oh,
me too.
Good.
Me too.
Yeah, also, this is talking about those five officers that Damis Lee did that to that young fella.
Yes, yes.
Even
Well, it's supposed to be showing right now. Well, it would be, well, I guess it would be on our news, too, but they're supposed to be showing it on all three stations right now, the movie, on the Alphabet station, not the movie, but the video. But Deborah was just telling me because it was from Sacramento, they already have been seeing excerpts of it so far.
Uh-huh.
She said it looked bad.
Well, from what I've heard today on the news when I was listening to it, they were saying how they beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him. I said, well, you know, the Scorpio, they call it the Scorpio unit there, and it just seemed like they had so much anger. All that anger they had inside of them. That was nothing but anger. What was they mad about and what was going on in their mind? That was a lot of anger.
I don't know. Against their own, too, Miss Wilhelmina, against their own. That's what I was telling Deborah. It's bad enough we have black-on-black crime, but, I mean, we're so distancing right now from the police department. We do need the police for certain things. We really do. But because of the racial tension, nobody really trusts a cop, and I know all cops aren't bad. You know, everybody's got good and bad in them. But five black cops beat up a young black man that, for all intents and purposes, he was a good kid.
That's what I heard his mother said.
Yeah, like I said, the people in Sacramento County are saying that, you know, they're saying nothing but good about him because he was from Sacramento.
Yeah.
So what in the world is going on out there?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they're protesting in Memphis right now. They have a protest, you know.
Yeah, they're showing the video in Memphis right now. They started that at 7 o'clock in Memphis, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going on now.
Protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they said, they ask the people not to start getting all rowdy with the protesting, you know, because that's not necessary. It's not going to change anything, you know.
No, it's not.
It's okay to protest, but peacefully, because it's not going to change what happened.
Because that's what I did 2 years ago. I'm an activist anyway, but I got the community together for 4 Sundays. What was that? Right after George Floyd. What was that, in June or July? The George Floyd incident? But it was right after that.
That happened in May.
It was June. Okay, it was June. We did all 4 Sundays. But what I did, I got the community together as well as the neighborhood and some churches. And on 4 corners is a, you probably saw it, Deborah, when he was up here, Highway 99. But 320th and 99 is a very, very major arterial where you have people coming from the malls, the grocery stores, restaurants and stuff. So it's a really a hub. Those 4 corners and where it is on 320th and Highway 99. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, for four Sundays. We got out there, but let me tell you, the first Sunday, I was surprised because I had put it out on our neighborhood watch thing for people to come and participate, you know, and hold up. We made signs. Me and the neighbors made signs, so it was all good because not only George Floyd, but we did Breonna, Aubrey, and somebody else, whoever it was during that time. But 8 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever it is that he had his knee on that on George Floyd's neck. So everybody took a knee at each corner, right? It's a crowd of people now, but each I had my neighbor because I got an air horn, and so we told everybody before they went to their corners, when you hear that air horn, take a knee, and don't get up until you hear the air horn, which would be 8 minutes and 20 seconds or whatever, you know, that he had. Do you know there was a whole lot of people crying? They couldn't believe how long 8 minutes is on your knee.
Right.
Yeah, and they were crying when they got
up.
And you know, people were
video.
Honking, cars were honking and stuff, and, you know, we still held the signs up, even though we were all on one knee. But, yeah, it was just, it just kind of got, I think it kind of got next to us. And you don't, you see it, it's one thing you see it, but when you go to try and experience what had happened, it really gets next to you. That's why I don't want to watch this about this kid, because George Floyd was enough for me. That was enough.
Oh, I
but
cried
anyway.
On George Floyd. When I saw the video of George Floyd, I cried.
Me too.
I mean, anybody watching that had to say, oh, no way. This is ridiculous. You can, because he had his hand in his pocket, too, that he made it worse. You know? He had the one
hand
in his pocket.
Oh, yeah. He was very cavalier about what he was doing to him. And had the audacity now to want to do a retrial or appeal. I was like, you better sit your ass in jail and hope don't nobody kill you. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to appeal.
I
went worldwide.
Say that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that went worldwide. When they spread that video all over, this one with these five police officers, that's going to be worldwide too. That's going to, you know, they got to make it, show it all over, because what the little bit I just saw, it wasn't good, you know.
Yeah, I can't. I shouldn't say I can't. I'm not going to watch it because, like I said, George Floyd was enough.
I mean,
it's
the only thing with George Floyd, it was more daylight. This one video, it's dark. It's night. So it's dark. You still see stuff, but you don't. I don't think you get the same experience that you had with you with George Floyd, because that was more daylight, you know. So,
yeah.
But I mean, you see that what they're doing, and it's on camera in there, and you can hear the audio, you know, what he's saying, you know, about. But well, see, he survived for 3 days when George Floyd died right there. But he did survive for 3 days. But just the picture they showed him in the hospital before he died, that was bad enough, you know.
Wow.
I've seen the video.
Wow.
They've been showing the picture of him laying in the hospital before he died, how the injuries and how he was. I'm like, good gracious. That is it's awful. Just the video they just showed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just showing the picture of him in the hospital bed and then taking care.
And y'all know it's just the beginning of the year. We're only in January. We already have 6 mass shootings. And it's just January. And I was like, good God. I mean, what's going to happen for the rest of the year? This is January, y'all. We just starting the year. We ain't even got the Valentine's Day.
I'm telling you.
Black History Month.
It's
going to
be a year.
Can we just get into Black History Month? We can't without this. Because we're sure going to be talking about this for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, what was going on? Well, two of the police officers have already pleaded not guilty. But they said even though each one of them, they did, their act was differently. So, I guess there's the one, whoever did the most damage, and then the ones that didn't. But you were there, and you did something, so therefore they all being charged. You know,
well, yeah, like George Floyd, because those other officers, there's only three officers going to stop him. They got sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Their butts got sentenced, too. So,
yeah.
You know?
They just didn't get as much they didn't get as much time, though, as the one that was had his knee on his neck. And this is probably what's going to happen. Whoever was the one that did the most beating, you know, I don't know. If all of them did it, you know, I don't know, they were beating them. You couldn't really see who, you couldn't even see what the officers look like because it's dark, you know. They didn't, the video I've seen so far, I couldn't see their faces really. It's kind of dark. You just see all this hassling and how they doing them, dragged them out the car. So it's sad.
Well, I hope we don't start off February with riots. I do. I hope people do maintain to be nonviolent because that's the only way that, you know, that you can be heard.
Yeah.
When you do the violence and it goes into another scenario, you know, so
that's
at least if you're quiet and people mess with you, it's like, look, we're standing here nonviolent and a quiet protest, you know, and you're going to come up and bother me or whatever, like, So.
Yeah.
What's going on down there, Ms. Wilhelmina? Well,
oh, nothing. I stay out of trouble. That's what I do.
I heard that.
I stay out of trouble. Yeah, that's what's going on down there. What's really going on is that I'm loving my life. I'm having a good time, and I am enjoying it.
Good.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, I have to admit, yesterday I got two good blessings, and that wow, the first one was really, really good. God, I won't just say God, because, you know, I always say love, magic, and miracles. So that came through, and then when I had my eye appointment, I didn't feel it, did the shot, came out, didn't feel a thing. She numbed it up, so but it is much better. There was no fluid in my eye now, so that's a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I was trying to look up eye thing today on different scenarios about your eyes, like glaucoma, retinal detachment, and, you know, degenerate of your eyes. I was trying to look up that and stuff.
Well, wait a minute. I saw cataracts, but you said you had a detachment from your retina?
Oh, no. My doctor had sent me over there to the retina center. And so when the doctor went in my eye and put a needle through it, you know, I was wondering why I went over there in the first place. But she sent me over there, so I didn't really want to go. I went, and next thing I know, he put a needle in my eye.
You should have asked him first when he did that. Why are you using a needle? Why are you putting a needle in my eye?
Oh, I didn't know. He said he saw something in my eye. Wait a minute, I see something in your eye. And next thing I know, felt like he had stuck me up with something.
Did they numb your eye up, Ms. Wilhelmina, before they gave you a shot?
I didn't feel no pain.
Okay, so they numbed your
eye.
They
must have numbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh, God, I get a shot? I don't know how to ask. Because I wouldn't know what you're doing to my body.
But you said yours was good, so that was wonderful.
Yeah, it was. Well, she numbed it up really good because I had told her off the last time I was in there because I had so much pain when I left. I had to sit in the lobby for 5 minutes, and then when I got to my car,
I
sat there for 7 minutes. So I shouldn't say not the last time, the time before that. And so when I came, not this time, but before, and she said, well, how are you doing? I said, not good.
You already had the attitude.
I said, you reminded me of that other doctor that I refused to see anymore because she hurt my eye so bad. I said, but you pissed me off.
Yeah.
I said, I left here. I don't know what that receptionist told you. Now, I sat out there in the lobby for 5 minutes before I could even leave to go to the bar. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Miss Boyd. I'll make it right. I said, okay. Because, you know, I'll do you like I did Brenda Myers. I won't come back. So she did. So now she makes sure that it's definitely numbed up. I mean, they put extra in the shot. But like I said, it was good there's no fluid because that was the problem. It was fluid in there causing more of the immaculate. But now it's not. The fluid, so she told me I didn't have to come back for 2 months. So I was like, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
So what Deborah doing, man? This Deborah?
Yeah, this I'm nothing. I've just been taking it easy, enjoying my peacefulness.
All right.
Although I've had problems with high blood pressure, so I just talked to my doctor on Monday.
Mm.
So they prescribed me a bunch of medication. And I have a cough.
I don't like medication.
I still can't get rid of this cough I got.
Mm-hmm.
This medication they prescribed me. My mother told me to tell them to do it because I've been having this cough for the last few years. Told me to have them check my heart because all this coughing I've been doing take a toll on the heart.
Oh yeah,
babe.
I believe I know the lungs also.
Yeah. Well, they said I had asthma, but they gave me an inhaler. But I'm still coughing. So anyway, the doctor just going to give me prescribe me another inhaler, higher doses, I guess. Dose.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you be breathing into Saturn and coming back.
Well, I'd say you got to cough all that mess up out of there.
Yeah. Like phlegm or whatever. Well, it's probably more than just phlegm. Mm-hmm. Something irritating your chest.
Yeah, I got
your lungs
I'm popping up a lot of phlegm. You know, it's constant. So, like I told him, I had COVID in December, but I was coughing way before that. And matter of fact, when I had the COVID, I didn't hardly cough. I had the runny nose and I was stopped up and achy body and that's it. You know, I hardly coughed. I coughed, but not as much. You know, I was coughing a lot before I got COVID. I was coughing. I've been coughing a lot lately.
Well,
if I start coughing, I'll put you guys on mute because I go through my coughing spells every now and then.
No, I understand that. Have you ever had a cup of tea, just plain tea with lemon and honey? Have you tried that?
Yeah, I've been drinking. I drink tea all the time, every day, pretty much. I don't put any sugar or any. I don't even put honey. I used to put honey, but I just drink plain tea. You know, I never add sugar to it. I just drink it plain. I've been drinking like lemon, and not drinking lemon, but the lemon water. I put lemon in there.
That's good for you.
Boil some water, boil the water, and drink that. I've been doing that.
Yep.
That's also for the blood pressure. I've been drinking garlic water for the blood pressure. But I still cough.
Well, you're doing everything right, girl.
Yeah. So I just wanted to tell me what is the cause of my coughing. How come I can't stop all this coughing? Something needs to be done. I've been doing it since 2020. You know, it's when it's got 2021. It's probably got really bad. I say 2021 is the cough constantly. 2022, all last year, and we into this year. So, I've been going to the doctor about it since 2021. You know, wanted them to find out. And the only thing they came up with last year is I have asthma. But that ain't stopped me from coughing.
Yeah.
There's been a shooting here, and the police officer shot somebody here in Tracy. I'm just seeing this on my news. Officer shoots person in Tracy. I don't know where. I have to look at that later.
Boy.
Going on here. There's been so many shootings everywhere. This month, pretty much every day, we're hearing about somebody shooting. The police.
That's why I pray for peace and harmony
Sacramento.
On this earth.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah.
I'm telling you. But Sacramento, Stockton, you hear all the time. But I'm just seeing this in Tracy. Police, somebody here in Tracy? It's usually quiet here. You don't hear about too much going on, you know. Not a whole lot going on. But, yeah, the shooting, I don't know when. It had to be sometime today, the shooting took place. People just acted out. I thought this year was going to start out really good for everybody. And I just seem like it's going to be just a better year, you know.
Well, I think
people are just really going at it.
I think it's going to be maybe until June, kind of up and down. But I'm going to do my yearly forecast for different things. And 2023 is going to expose more people. That's for certain. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to mellow out after June. It'll start to kind of come together. No, we'll never go back to normal because we're in a new normal. But between now and June, it'll be a lot of good stuff happening, but it'll be some bad stuff. But I don't think as bad as it has been in prior years. It'll start to ease up a little bit by June, you know.
Yeah.
I'll see when I do my yearly predictions. But I just feel like by June things will start easing up. I can see the sunshine. I'll put it like that. I can see the sunshine.
Yeah, we definitely need it. I said, I'm beginning to all this, the shootings and the mass people just losing it. Like, I'm so tired of hearing about it. You know?
But, I know that's
like,
right.
You
Area code 414, you on the line? Who's this?
But I don't think they can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Who's this?
This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you? Is this my Christina or Christina Hesley?
It's really Christina Hazley, but she likes to call me Christina.
Okay, then this is my Christina. All right. How are you doing, Christina Hazley? I'd always call you Christina. I don't know why, what made me start calling you Christina, but I just did. But then I always say, you're my Christina. Nobody else can call you that.
Yeah.
Kind of selfish that way,
hi, Christina.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Ms. Wilhelmina's on the line, and so is Deborah R.
Wow. So do I have to talk at a certain time, or should I be quiet and listen?
No.
I never did this before.
Just chirp right in whenever. You know, you got a comment, just come right on in and say it. No, go ahead. Or anything that you want to talk about. We were talking about some... what's going on in Memphis, but, you know, whatever that you'd like to talk about or laugh about or joke or whatever. So
that is awful in Memphis.
But
there's awful things all over the world, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. You have to continue to pray. That's why I said when I do that prayer and I do peace and harmony, I want peace and harmony, energy, vibrations, and frequencies around the world to change and turn everything up positive, you know. And it will eventually. I mean, I know that we're going through a transition, and we're also going through a big shift, which has been going on for 2 years. But, you know, you got to have the bad to get to the good, right? If it was always good all this time, we wouldn't understand some things, so... sometimes we got to go through troubles and waters, and then we get to the good where it's like that aspect doesn't even matter anymore because you're so happy and so positive. You know?
Do you think that will happen in the next couple years?
Yeah, because I'll tell you one thing that I see, and I predicted this when COVID started, that the IRS would no longer exist. That's going to be coming to an end probably in 2 years or so. And so is the Federal Reserve, which is not part of our government. That is a private institution, but we let them bankroll the United States many, many, many years ago. And so they call it Federal Reserve. But none of those people are federal employees. They're just like going to Bank of America, okay? Yeah. But we let them do our taxes and all that. But anyway, those two things I see going away. IRS eventually. Some people say this year. I don't see it this year. But, you know, I could be wrong, too. Check. And but I, like I said, about 2 years ago, I predicted, I said, they're going to cease to exist, and so will the Federal Reserve, which will be good because they keep saying we're going into Sara Gasara, whatever that is, where we start getting more money back. Well, supposedly people that have mortgages will start, they won't have to pay the interest rate on that on their mortgage. So that's going to change for the better. But I want to see what else, too. What else are they going to be giving back monetarily-wise?
Yeah.
There won't be no more stimulus check. I can tell you that. That's not going to happen.
Well, if the IRS go away, that means they shouldn't be taking taxes. Let everybody get all their money. So, you know?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But they do need some money.
Yeah. But maybe they won't take as much, you know, for the taxes.
Well, we don't really need the IRS.
I know
that's
California charged a whole lot of taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, California charged too much tax for everything.
Oh, girl, y'all tax country. I thought I could never live in California. Y'all as high as my butt. Shit. It's high down there to live in California. As high as
so
hell.
Is this Wilhelmina's voice now?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to put a name with the voice.
Well, Miss Gemini, this is Wilhelmina, the other Gemini, and I think she has spirit as a Gemini.
She has spirit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She sure is. Yes.
And we're going to come out boxing this week.
This is Deborah's voice. I'm Aries.
Okay, Deborah.
Aries.
You're the first zodiac sign.
Yes, the beginning.
Yes.
The beginning. Well, yeah, of the of.
But most people say I don't.
Well, we call
I don't,
the horoscope,
like
yeah, because actually Capricorn is the beginning and the end of the year.
Yeah. But most people say I don't act like the average Aries.
Go ahead, y'all.
So is that knocking on the door when someone wants to come in?
Oh, no, just go ahead and talk. Deborah, you're an Aries. You know who I just kicked to the curb twice was the Aries man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know too much about the Aries man, but there's not a whole lot of Aries. I have a younger brother. He's an Aries. His birthday the day before mine, but we 16 years apart. But but I don't know. I don't really know. I haven't dealt with a lot of Aries men, so it's mostly Aries.
I had neither. That was my
females.
First and probably my last. But anyway,
he might come up with a better ring. He might come up with a better ring.
Shit. Yes. Ain't gonna happen.
They say when you make an Aries mad, they want to come get back at you. But then again, he maybe made you mad first. Whatever he knew he did, you know, and he was in the wrong. He should accept it and go on.
Well, I'm definitely done because I believe that ring came from Europe. And I guess that's what really creeped me out because I couldn't think, who in the hell would be sending me a ring from Europe jewelry store? And it was him. That he lives in Ireland. And, you know, he comes over and rides, but he lives in Ireland. And I was like, you faking the funk? I mean, if you're trying to get back in my good graces, at least send me a real diamond, okay? I'll be shallow. Send me a real diamond. I'll send you some fake stuff. Like, I'm not going to have that shit checked out. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Right.
Does
what
it,
does
look,
it
like
look like
a diamond?
Is it cold?
Rainbow, something rainbow bright with wear.
Stop it.
Chinese New Year is fuchsia.
What number? That rainbow, that bright,
like,
look like a, I'm curious.
I want to imagine how they met.
It really is an engagement ring. It really does come from a secure company in Europe, Masonite, something like that. Because my jewelry is good. I've been going to him for years. But it was all he could do not to laugh in my face when I showed him to
me.
And I didn't even bring the paperwork with me because it was paperwork with that. And I just wanted his analyzation. And he said, I'm going to get the tester so you can see it for yourself, Lena. So I was like, okay. It didn't even register.
First of all, was the band gold or silver?
My question,
too. No, it's silver.
Oh,
okay.
But it wasn't even anything on that. I mean, I wear my ring that you guys see that when I'm on the show, that's platinum. That is a platinum ring. Band, not a ring, but a band.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, it's a ring still. But it's a platinum band, and I wear that on my right hand because, of course, I'm not married. I've been divorced for years. But I just think if you're trying to get back in somebody's graces, come correct. Don't still do the BS. You know, come correct if you really want. If you don't, you're just showing me that you don't want me. That's how I look at it. But I was done anyway. Because when I kicked him to the curb the first time, I cut him off, blocked him, and deleted him. And he was able to get through to me. I'm like, okay, then I'm going to tell you the truth, why I blocked you. Because he came at me for some money. And I was like, are you crazy? I don't even know you. You don't even know me. We just been dating 4 months. You don't know me. To asking for no money. For God's sake, I'll tell a man in a minute, don't ask me for money. Okay? I'll help a woman out in a heartbeat before I will a man. You know, because I know it's harder out here for women. But a man, no, go sell some Dickie Doo or whatever you need to do, but you ain't getting no money from me. No, that was a problem I had when I got married to Sherman, because when it was time to pay bills, you know, I was like, it's your money. It, you know, you're supposed to take care of it. My daddy told me, you don't give no man your money.
my mother taught
and
me
it
that.
Took, you know, it took Liz and Beth and them to sit down and tell me, like, look, you're married, fool. You put your money together. You pay your bills. What you have left, then, you know, you put your little bit in the bank for savings. And then the rest, you and Sherman enjoy. That's how I supposed to. I said, well, daddy told me, don't give no man. Well, that was when you were single. You're married now. It's different. But it was embedded in my mind.
Where did you meet him?
Don't worry about me. I'm not going to give you the money. But I learned, you know, being married, you learn, you do things together, and you compromise. So, but
where did you meet him?
Nope. My godsons are about the only two gentlemen that I'll help, and one of them is never asked, and the other one only asked one time, and I had to bring him correct. Because he had borrowed a few hundred from me and kind of forgot about it. I was like, Godmama, you need to cross me my money, baby. I said, Godmama loves you to death. I said, but I will hurt you. I will hurt you. By his next payday, he finally brought my money over here. I told him, I don't play about that. I didn't play when you asked me, you know, could I help you out? Because they were going, him and his girl were going to the Super Bowl. I was like, okay, you know, what you need. But when you get back, I want my money. So I waited one payday, I waited two paydays, and I was like, oh, no, let me call this Negro. Let me call him, you know. So, yeah, they just know, don't ask me, because I'd rather give it to you. You know what I mean? I really would. I would rather just give it to you than waiting for you to pay me back, because that ain't going to happen. Especially when there's kids. I mean, sometimes you might get lucky and you'll be like, okay, Mom, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, that's rare and in between. So you know what, here.
So where did you meet the Joker? Lennis? Where did you meet the Joker?
I met him on Lincoln. That's the only platform that I'm on. I'm not on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, none of that. Only on Lincoln. Well, Lincoln I use because business purposes. I've met some amazing business people over there. That's what that site is for. I just put up earlier this week a post about this is not a dating site. Stop it. Just stop it. People are on here trying to do branding, bring out creative ideas, new business, investments. People are on here, go to those sites that are inclusive to that. You know, like Facebook is, and I'm sure Twitter or Instagram, whatever, but that's not what Lincoln is about. Lincoln is about people that are trying to grow their businesses, right, and make those connections. So he talked a good game.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out. I kind of figured that out when I went to the site.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the only one that I'm on, but, yeah, it's been good. But, you know, there's in fact – when I look today, I've had 182 responses. No, I'm sorry, 295 responses to my post.
Wow.
295 people have responded. Yeah, because, you know, I know that there's, what you call it, scammers everywhere, you know. But it's this is not that kind of site. If you can't talk about your business or tell me what your proposal is or what you're looking for, why are you trying to talk to me about can we get to know each other better? For what? I'm not on here to date. I'm on here to grow my business.
Well, you look good to them. You're a beautiful-looking woman, so why not? They try to get you as close as fast as possible.
You know what I tell them? You're below my pay grade. You below my pay grade, okay? Because unless you can come with it in business, you know, we can talk. There's an African guy right now that's in the farming and agriculture, and I told him I will invest in his business later on down the line. I told him, you know, I got to see what you do in 6 months. See how you're growing your agriculture and stuff, you know, and the community that you're helping. Let me see, and then I'll donate. But, you know, I need to make sure it's not a scam. So I'll keep up with it and see. And you know, and he's probably legit, no doubt. He probably is legit, but still, I'm not going to take a chance. I mean, I just, no. I'll wait.
Can you ask the angels about that?
I'm sorry?
Can you ask the angels about that? Like if you think he's a scammer or not. The angels won't advise you?
I won't know until they come forward with it. Because they come at me like as business. You know, so we're talking business back and forth, and then all of a sudden the conversation goes to, well, can I get to know you better? For what? What do you need to get to? You're knowing me now. You're reading my business acumen on Lincoln. So what do you need to know about? What do you need to know about me personally? My personal life has nothing to do with this business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll tell the man in a minute. Look, I got toys. Leave me alone. Y'all know I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm crazy as hell. I'll tell them. I got toys. What do I need you for?
and they're cleaner.
What toys feel like?
And they're cleaner.
And they're cleaner?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
I got to tell you, Christina, I took a girlfriend of mine to one of those love pantries, I guess you call. So I'm a curious person. I always have been. So I'm going to ask. I don't get embarrassed. I want to know, what does this do? What does this do? Blah, blah, blah. So poor Martha, she's like, oh, God, you're embarrassing me. You know, I said, for what? Don't you want to know what it does? Have her put a battery in this shit. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I just, you know, I'm curious. So to me, I'm not embarrassed. Because I'm asking, that's what you're here for. You're a cashier or a salesperson here to sell these products in here. So show me, how do they work? What are they used for? You know?
know.
Right.
I'm not a professional of toys, so tell me so I'll understand. Oh yeah,
yeah.
They get,
so if you want to purchase, you know how it works.
Oh yeah, they get embarrassed. I went in one time, a girlfriend of mine, when she turned 50, and we had her 50th birthday party at a nightclub near SeaTac Airport. Very, very nice. And so anyway, halfway through the party, I had brought a box of Candy D's, okay? Cute little, just, you know, munch on in your mouth. So I waited halfway through the party, and I pulled it out my purse, and I went around the whole room, right? And I'm like, have some candy, have some candy. Well, you know, a person is just putting their hand in, right, and they're grabbing it. They're not really looking at the item. They're just thinking, okay, she's passing off candy. It's a birthday party. Then all of a sudden you start hearing, what the hell? What is it? What am I sucking on? I had tears running down my face. I was laughing so hard. And going, that damn Linus. That damn Linus. I said, hey, you got to bring laughter, right? You got to bring laughter.
Right,
you
know? Right.
But like I said, they didn't see. They just, I'm going around, have some candy, have some candy. And they just picking it up until then they looked. Oh, yeah. I like to have fun like that.
Yeah.
You know, the innocent but good fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Derogatory fun, you know, good fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was good fun. Yeah. That's just like I went to it was a birthday barbecue at the park, and they had the pinata, and they had all kind of different adult stuff in there. And, you know, instead of just candy.
In the pinata?
Yeah. So because it was adults, it was basically mostly adults. So when they broke it open, it was a. There was some condoms falling out. There was all different kind of stuff. I said, "Oh my God, I've never seen this before." But it was funny. It was just a lot of fun, you know.
I'd rather have the sugar rolls.
You know, I mean, they had the suckers that were penis suckers, you know. So I've been to a baby shower. Like, I'm not a baby shower. A wedding shower, that a bridal shower, and they had all that stuff. Penis, they had the penis suckers, and then they had some clay, and you had to try to shape it in the penis look. I said, oh my God!
Oh my gosh!
I mean, we just laughed. It was just good fun. We laughed the whole time. This was a lot of very elderly people. The bride was in her 50s. No, in her 60s.
50s is elderly? 50s is elderly?
No. 50s not, because I'm in my 60s now. And I don't feel elderly now either. If you over 65, we are elderly. That's where I consider
over
myself.
65, girl, ain't nothing stop you. I am still valuable.
I mean, I don't feel like, you know, old, because I know when I was younger, you know, people that were my age now.
All right,
wait till you get
to 70.
Well, I'm 74. Stop it, Christina. I just turned 74 with my birthday 2 weeks ago. I mean, I know I don't look it, but, you know, I try to stay mobile
and not
exercise a little bit, you know, and take my vitamins.
The 50s is like the new 30s, 40s. The 60s is like the new 40s, 50s. I mean, you know.
And 70s is the new 60s, okay?
Keep going.
Right. Because you darn sure don't. Listen, I see you 74, you said? And I see people that's in their 50s look older than you.
That's true.
I mean, I
Oh yeah.
I people that are my age, you know, I'm 67. I'll be 68. But yeah, I have seen them look way older.
Well, Deborah, my group of women, we get together once a month, and it's a diverse group of women. It's probably about six of us. When we're all together, it's probably about 12. But anyway, what was I going to say? Shit, I forgot. Something came across the screen.
About getting together once a month?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so anyway, we take group pictures. You know, every time that we're together, we do a group picture. People thought I was the youngest in the group of six of us. I'm the eldest. When you see, there's a big picture. I got a big picture of us up on the, I don't know if you saw it or not, Deborah, but I got a big picture in here on the wall in the dining room of us. And I look the youngest of everybody in the group. They always, you know, when new people come, they think I'm the young one, the baby. And I was like, if you only knew.
Right.
I'm the oldest person.
Because a lot of people don't. Right, a lot of people don't believe, you know, when I tell them my age, they like, oh no, you not, you know, they don't believe it. I go, well, I am. I don't gonna lie about it. That's it. But you carry your aging gracefully, you know.
Well, I always tell the man the truth. When I tell them the truth now, they think I'm lying. I'm like, okay, because I ain't going to tell you no more, but I'm going to tell you the first time the truth, how old I am. So I've dated guys. Sister Teresa, my nun friend, calls me a cougar because I've dated guys. One guy was 12 years my junior, and another guy was 8 years my junior. But they thought they were older than me.
Right. That's.
And I'm like, you know, when we first met, I told you how old I was. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Linus, whatever. Okay. I'm not going to tell you again.
Yeah.
But you can't say that I lied to you because I didn't lie. I told you the truth. It's just that you preferred not to listen or believe what I said. So I was like,
that's
what it is. Sister Teresa, she said, you're a cougar. So, I said, I don't know about a cougar. It's just that hopefully their maturity, because the guy that was 8 years, that was the last one I dated, he was a cop, sergeant, detective. And so we dated for about 9 years. And I mean, it was all good. It was all good. Mm-hmm. He didn't move back home now, back to North Carolina, so God bless him. He retired. He wanted to go back home because that's where his children are at and grandchildren, so I understand that. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been with younger, a lot younger, 10 years younger.
Me too, as long as they've got some maturity. If they have maturity about them and we can talk and you can count 1 to 10, then you know I'll give you an opportunity. I'll give you a chance to sign up this application here. But
you're lowering your standards.
Oh,
Lennis, you're lowering your standards.
Right.
You think so? No.
Counting 1 to 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, 1 to 10, they got to have common sense. You know, Christina, they got to have some common sense now, because things that are just simple, like, wow, that's really, you know, I look at
common
them and I'll
sense
go,
is
oh,
not
my
common.
God. And,
common
and I'm good for
it. Not
God
common.
For saying this. But I'm good for saying, did you get your GED? I don't even ask if you graduated high school or went to college. Did you get your GED? That's all I want to know. Or did you just pass through school? You know, and they're like, oh, that's
common
not funny.
Common sense is not common.
No.
Common
you know,
sense
Ali
is not common.
The common sense is not common. And he's right. He was right way back in the 70s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because everybody don't have it.
Among other things too. Among other things too, girl. Not only not have that is I have been with men that, I've sent them home so quick. I don't like no man spending the night with me anyway. I want him to leave. When we get through doing the hoochie coochie, it's time for you to go. Follow your shoes on out the front door. You know, and I'm like, oh, I thought I'd spend the night. You know, we make breakfast or something. Who? No, you don't pay my rent here. I ain't getting up making you no breakfast. Bye. You serve the purpose, and I serve the purpose. Bye, bye, Felicia. I am funny like the new.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's different if you're in a commitment, you know?
Yeah, no, that's different. You know, I'm in a commitment. Yeah. We've dated for quite a while. Because I don't even, if I am interested in you and I like you, I'm not going to have sex with you right away. It might be month, 2 months down the line before I have sex with you. Because I want to get to know you as a person, spiritually, mentally, and physically, right? So I'm not going to have sex right away because sex, like I said, I'll say it on the show, sex will be. If you're with somebody for a period of time, you're going to have sex. Now, if I have sex with you right away, I ain't going to see you no more because no doubt I probably went an hour or so from home or went out of town. I don't plan on seeing you no more. You just serve the purpose. That's all. But if I like you, no, I'm not going to rush into that because, you know, I might see a possibility there.
Yeah.
I'm not like Kiki. I ain't thirsty. I drink water every day.
I think she Terry, she need to, I hope she her ever find a man I'm coming to. I say, boy, she know she's looking for that man.
I'm telling you, Kiki cracks me up.
I say, I like
that.
She admitted,
you know I'm thirsty, Miss Lena.
That's funny, though. Yeah, she be having me laugh. Wanted to know about when she going to find that man. Hey.
It'll happen.
I like to
have
one, too, but I'm not, if he come, he come. If he don't, he don't.
Yeah. I'm so into my business and doing stuff that
you don't really have time.
You know, I'm not gonna say that I don't get an itch because I do. I'd be lying if I said I don't. But you know, I always say when the right man comes along, I'll know. Just like any woman, you just know that's the one. You know, like Miss Wilhelmina and Mr. Smith, they're going to be together probably in their 90s or close to 100. They will always be together. Oh, are you guys still there?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just realized that the show ended. I didn't know if you were still there because it cut me off. I'm sorry, y'all. Dang, that went by fast. That hour went by. Okay, well, thank you, Deborah.
Oh.
Thank you, Miss Wilhelmina. Thank you, Christina.
Oh, yes.
Christina Hesley. Thank y'all so much. I'm surprised that you're still on the air. God bless you. Okay, well, I will see y'all on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and thank you so much for joining and participating on the show. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I love you dearly.
I love you,
too. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good weekend, y'all. Be safe out there.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Love you.